All right, so today we're going to be looking at public relations, specifically for startups, navigating the Chicago scene. You sent over this document called Top 6 PR Mistakes Chicago Startups Make. And honestly, some of these are so relatable, it's scary. But hey, that's what we're here for, right? To turn those oops moments into aha moments.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, PR can be so, especially when you're in startup mode, it can feel like this mysterious beast, but really it's all about building those relationships and reputation, which are so crucial in a competitive city like Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of things that can trip you up, mistake number one is something that I've definitely seen happen, ignoring the need for a PR strategy. The document calls it a scattergun approach, which I love because it perfectly captures that frantic energy of like just throwing stuff at the wall and hoping something sticks.
Just spraying and praying.
Yeah, exactly. Hoping for the best. But while that enthusiasm is admirable, it's rarely effective.
No, it's not.
It's like heading into a pitch meeting without knowing your product inside and out.
Like that.
A targeted strategy ensures that you're not just making noise, you're making the right noise in the right places. Figure out your goals, your audience, the media outlets that align with what you're doing.
And I think it's a good point to bring up. Like the document actually suggests working with a Chicago PR agency, which makes sense because I think tapping into the expertise of people who live and breathe this world, especially in a city like Chicago where the PR scene is so vibrant and connected. I mean, there's a wealth of talent right here ready to help you navigate the nuances of the market.
Totally agree. You wouldn't open a deep dish pizza joint in a vegan neighborhood, right?
Exactly.
You got to know your market.
Right.
And speaking of knowing your stuff, let's talk about mistake number two, overhyping your product or service. I think this is where that startup excitement can really backfire. Everyone wants to be the next big thing, but there's a fine line between passion and, well, let's call it a creative exaggeration. You know, remember that Chicago startup that claimed their AI could predict the stock market? It was a viral story for a hot minute, but they overpromised, underdelivered, and investors lost faith. Talk about a PR nightmare.
And that's exactly what we want to avoid. Authenticity is key here. Journalists, consumers, investors, they can smell BS a mile away.
For sure.
You know? So instead of relying on the hype, focus on building credibility. Let your product speak for itself through data, customer testimonials, real-world case studies. Think of it like dating. You wouldn't lead with your most outlandish claim, would you? You want to build that trust, show the real you, and let the relationship develop organically.
Okay, I'm totally getting that dating analogy.
Sure.
So we've got strategy, we've got authenticity, but there's still this feeling of like, okay, great, but how do I actually connect with these people? Which brings us to mistake number three, failing to build genuine relationships with the media. And I'll admit, I've been guilty of this myself. It's easy to fall into that transactional mindset of like, I need coverage. What can you do for me? But that's not exactly a recipe for long-term success.
Not at all. It's like, you know, they say it's not what you know, it's who you know. But in PR, it's more like it's not just who you know, it's how you connect with them. And building those relationships takes time and effort. So instead of just reaching out when you need something, try engaging with journalists' work, share their articles, leave thoughtful comments, you know, show them that you're genuinely interested in what they're doing, not just looking for a favor.
So it's like, don't slide into their DMs with a generic pitch. Take them on a proper date first. Show them you're actually interested in them.
And you know, when you do have a story to pitch, tailor it to their area of expertise. You know, so a Chicago food tech startup pitching a story about their new sustainable packaging to a journalist who covers the local restaurant scene, that's a match made in PR heaven. Do your research, find those connection points, and your pitch will stand out in a sea of generic press releases.
Okay, this is all making sense, but there's this nagging voice in my head, that little bit of startup anxiety that whispers, what if something goes wrong? Which brings us to mistake number four, not preparing for a crisis. Now, nobody wants to think about their brand facing a PR disaster. But ignoring the possibility is like leaving the oven on and hoping for the best. not exactly a winning strategy.
No, it's not. It's like that fire drill we all dreaded in school.
Mm-hmm.
Might have seemed tedious at the time, but when the alarm bells actually go off, you'll be thankful you had that practice.
Right.
So think about the worst case scenario specific to your industry. A negative health inspection for a food startup, a data breach for a tech company.
Yeah.
You know, and then create a plan.
Okay.
Who speaks to the media?
Mm-hmm.
What's your key message? How do you communicate with your customers?
Right.
Being prepared can be the difference between weathering the storm and getting swept away.
Oh, for sure. It makes me think about that Chicago bakery that had a salmonella scare a few years back.
Oh, yeah.
They handled it so well. Transparent, communication, swift action, genuine concern for their customers. They came out stronger on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me think, a crisis, if handled right, can actually build trust.
Absolutely. It's all about being proactive and having that clear plan in place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one thing the document really emphasizes is having a designated spokesperson.
Yes.
Someone who's articulate, calm under pressure.
Right.
And can effectively communicate your message during a crisis.
Yeah, because in those moments, you don't want to be scrambling to find someone who can speak coherently while the cameras are rolling. You need someone who can be the face of your company and inspire confidence in the midst of chaos.
It's like having a captain at the helm of your ship. Someone who can navigate those rough seas, you know?
Yeah.
They're trained, they're prepared, and they know how to keep things steady even when the waves are crashing.
Okay, so we've talked about the importance of strategy, authenticity, building relationships, and being prepared for the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of Chicago startups, especially those with big dreams, might be thinking, okay, that's all well and good, but I want national attention. I want to be featured in the New York Times, not just the Chicago Tribune.
Right.
Which brings us to mistake number five, overlooking the power of local PR.
Yeah, and it's like building a house. You need that strong foundation before you start adding those fancy finishing touches.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, your local community, your city, that's your foundation.
So instead of chasing national headlines right out of the gate,
yeah,
focus on building a strong presence right here in Chicago.
Exactly. Connect with Chicago-based journalists, bloggers, and influencers. Get to know the people who are covering your local scene, who have an audience in your city.
Mm-hmm.
Tailor your pitches to highlight your Chicago roots. Show why your story is relevant to their readers.
I love that. Building a strong local presence first. It's about becoming a big fish in a small pond before you try to conquer the ocean.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, like...
But speaking of oceans, what about those startups that do have national aspirations?
Yeah.
Are they destined to make that mistake of overlooking national trade media?
Not necessarily. National trade media might not have the broad reach of a major newspaper, but they have something even more valuable.
Yeah.
A highly targeted audience. They're speaking directly to the people who are most likely to be interested in your product or service, no matter where they're located.
So it's like, instead of shouting your message into a crowded room and hoping someone hears you, you're having a one-on-one conversation with the people who actually matter.
Exactly.
But how do you even begin to navigate the world of national trade media?
Yeah.
It feels so vast and intimidating.
It's all about research and building relationships, just like we talked about earlier.
Okay.
Start by reading those publications.
Mm-hmm.
Understand the kind of content they publish. Get to know the editors and reporters who cover your specific area of expertise.
Okay.
And when you pitch your story,
right,
make sure it's relevant to their audience and to the publication's overall focus.
So if you're a Chicago-based fintech startup, you wouldn't pitch a story about your local community involvement to a national publication that covers banking technology trends.
Right.
Right. You'd want to showcase your innovative approach to, say, fraud detection or personalized financial services.
Exactly.
Tailor your message to the audience and the platform.
Precisely. And don't forget about the power of participating in industry conferences.
Right.
You know, as a speaker or attendee.
Okay.
It's a fantastic way to build your network, learn from other experts, and showcase your knowledge on a national stage.
And position yourself as a thought leader, someone who's at the forefront of their industry, not just another startup in Chicago, but a national player in the fintech space.
Exactly. And when you're pitching your story to national trade media, be prepared to explain how your product or business can enhance the industry as a whole.
Okay.
You know, don't just talk about yourself. Talk about how you can help other companies, how you can be a game changer. That's what really gets their attention.
Wow. We've covered so much ground already, and it feels like we've only just scratched the surface.
Yeah.
From crafting a solid PR strategy to navigating the nuances of local and national media, there's a lot to consider.
For sure. And you know what's really striking about all of this is that it's not just about getting your name in the headlines.
Yeah.
It's about building that sustainable, positive relationship with your audience, with the media,
right,
and with your industry as a whole.
It's about playing the long game, building trust, and establishing yourself as a valuable, incredible player in the field. And I think that's a perfect place to pause for a moment. We've unpacked 5 PR mistakes that Chicago startups often make, but there's still so much more to explore. We'll be back for part 2 of this deep dive, where we'll continue unraveling these insights and provide even more practical tips to help you navigate the PR landscape. See you then. Welcome back. Okay, so in part 1, we dove headfirst into the world of PR, specifically for startups trying to make a splash in Chicago. We tackled those first 5 PR mistakes. I'm already feeling more strategic just thinking about it, but before we jump into mistake number 6, there's something that keeps coming up that I really want to dig into. Relationships. It feels like it's the foundation of everything we've talked about so far.
Absolutely. It's like that thread that connects all the dots. You can have the most brilliant strategy, the most innovative product, but without genuine connections, it's like trying to build a house on sand.
Yeah, I get that. But honestly, I struggle with the whole networking thing. I always feel like I'm trying too hard or like I'm just there to ask for something.
Yeah.
How do you approach building those authentic relationships without feeling fake?
That's such a common feeling. And honestly, the key is to shift your perspective. Instead of thinking about what you can get from these relationships, think about what you can give.
Okay, I like where this is going. So instead of showing up with my hand out, I should be showing up with like a metaphorical basket of goodies.
Exactly. What insights can you offer? What value can you provide? Maybe it's sharing a data point that's relevant to their work. Maybe it's connecting them with someone in your network. Maybe it's simply engaging with their content in a thoughtful way. Those little gestures go a long way.
Okay. I'm starting to see how that can turn a transactional interaction into a genuine connection. It's about building a two-way street, not just asking for a one-way favor. And I bet that applies to influencers as well.
Yeah.
Right? Don't just slide into their DMs when you need something. Become a part of their community. Engage with their content authentically.
You're getting it. It's like you wouldn't propose on a first date, right? You want to build that foundation of trust and mutual respect before you jump into anything serious. And speaking of serious, let's circle back to a topic that can feel pretty heavy: authenticity. We touched on it earlier, but I think it's worth unpacking further, especially in the context of building these genuine relationships.
I love that word unpacking because it feels like there's so much depth to authenticity, especially in a world where everyone's trying to project this perfect image.
It's true. And I think for startups, there's this pressure to appear like they have it all figured out to be the next big thing. But, you know, people connect with realness, with vulnerability.
Right. It's like I'm way more likely to trust a friend who admits they're having a bad day than someone who's pretending everything's perfect all the time.
Yeah.
It's that human element that builds trust. So how do you translate that to PR? Do you just like publicly announce all your startup struggles?
Well, it's not about airing all your dirty laundry, but it's about finding that balance between professionalism and relatability. Share your wins, but also share your learnings.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to talk about the challenges you face, the pivots you've made, the mistakes you've learned from.
It makes me think about that Chicago-based meal kit company that was struggling to scale a few years back. Instead of hiding their problems, they were super transparent with their customers about the supply chain issues they were facing.
Mm-hmm.
They even started sharing behind-the-scenes content on social media, showing the team working through the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
It felt so real, so human, and people responded to that honesty.
Exactly, because it's not about being perfect. It's about being real, and that's what resonates with people.
Okay, I'm totally on board with the whole authenticity thing, but now I'm wondering, why should startups even bother with PR in the first place? I mean, it's not like it magically generates sales or anything, right?
That's a great question. And, you know, I think a lot of people, especially those new to the startup worldview, PR as this optional add-on, something you do once you've got everything else figured out.
Like, oh, we finally launched our app. Maybe we should send out a press release.
Right. But it's so much more than that. PR, when done right, is a strategic investment that can have a ripple effect across your entire business.
So it's not just about getting your name in the headlines. It's about something bigger, something more strategic. What does that actually look like?
Think of it as building a brand that people know, like, and trust. PR helps you tell your story, connect with your audience, and establish yourself as a credible player in your industry. It can help you attract investors, build partnerships, and ultimately achieve your business goals.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here, but how do you translate that into an actual PR plan? What are the key elements?
Well, first and foremost, you need to define your goals. What are you trying to achieve with PR? Are you looking to increase brand awareness, generate leads, attract media coverage, or secure funding?
So it's like setting a destination before you start driving. You need to know where you're going before you can figure out how to get there.
Exactly. Once you know what you want to accomplish, you can start to develop a plan for how to get there. And that plan needs to be tailored to your specific business, your target audience, and your industry.
Right, because there's no one-size-fits-all approach to PR. A tech startup launching a new app is going to have a different PR strategy than a local bakery opening a new storefront.
And that's where research comes in. You need to understand your audience, the media landscape, and the competitive landscape. Who are you trying to reach? What kind of publications do they read? Who are your competitors, and what are they doing in the PR space?
It's like if you're opening that bakery, you need to know what other bakeries are in the neighborhood, what their specialties are, what their pricing is like. You need to understand the market before you can position yourself effectively.
Precisely. And once you have a good understanding of the landscape, you can start to develop your key messages. What are the 3 to 5 things you want people to know about your company? What makes you unique? What's your story?
And those key messages need to be clear, concise, and compelling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because no one has time for long-winded explanations.
Absolutely. You need to capture people's attention quickly and leave them wanting more. Think of it like an elevator pitch. You have a limited amount of time to make an impact and convey the essence of your brand.
So we've got our goals, our research, our key messages. What's next? How do we actually get those messages out there?
That's where tactics come in. Will you focus on media relations, content marketing, social media, events, speaking engagements? The right mix of tactics will depend on your specific goals and target audience.
So it's like choosing your tools based on the job you're trying to do. If you're building a house, you're going to need different tools than if you're painting a portrait.
Exactly. And what's important is that you're consistent with your messaging across all channels and that you're tracking your results, because PR is not just about getting your name out there. It's about making a measurable impact on your business.
Okay. I'm feeling a lot more strategic about this whole PR thing now. But it also sounds like a lot of work.
It is, but it's worth it, because PR, when done right, can be a game changer for your startup.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from building those all-important relationships to crafting a strategic PR plan. We've touched on some pretty crucial stuff.
And you know what's really exciting is that we're just getting started. There's so much more to explore in the world of PR.
Well, I can't wait to dive deeper. But before we do, I think it's time for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes with the final installment of our deep dive into PR mistakes. See you then. Okay, so we're back and ready to tackle that final stretch of this PR deep dive.
Right.
We've talked strategy, authenticity, relationships, a whole lot more.
Yeah.
But there's one piece of the puzzle that I think really ties everything together, and that's measurement.
Right.
It's great to talk about all these amazing PR strategies, but at the end of the day, we need to know if they're actually working right.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Measurement is crucial. It's like having a GPS for your PR journey. It helps you track your progress, see what's working, what's not, and make adjustments along the way.
Okay, I'm all for having a PR GPS.
Good.
But how do you actually measure success in a field that can feel so intangible?
Right.
I mean, it's not as simple as tracking sales or website traffic, right?
You're right. It's not always that straightforward. PR is often about building awareness, shaping perceptions, fostering relationships.
Right.
Which can be trickier to quantify, but there are definitely ways to measure your impact.
Okay, well, the document we've been discussing mentions as a starting point.
Yeah.
So how often is your company being featured in the press? What kind of publications are picking up your story? Are they positive? Are they negative? Are they reaching your target audience?
Right. And thankfully, you know, we have tools to help us answer those questions.
Yeah.
Media monitoring tools can be incredibly helpful for tracking those metrics. They give you a bird's eye view of who's talking about your company, what they're saying, and where they're saying it.
So it's like having a little PR spy keeping tabs on the conversation around your brand. I love it. But beyond just counting mentions, we need to look at the quality of that coverage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it aligned with our key messages?
Yeah.
Is it driving traffic to our website or social media channels?
Right.
Are people engaging with our content?
Exactly. And speaking of engagement, social media is another goldmine for PR measurement.
Okay.
How many followers do you have? How much interaction are you getting on your posts? Are people sharing your content? Are they having conversations about your brand?
Yeah.
Social media analytics can give you so much insight into how your PR efforts are resonating with your audience.
So it's not just about being present on social media. It's about understanding how people are responding to your presence.
You're right.
Are they liking your posts, commenting, sharing?
Mm-hmm.
Are they becoming brand advocates?
Exactly.
That's the real measure of success.
Yeah. And while we're on the topic of engagement, don't forget about your website.
Right.
Are you seeing an increase in traffic from PR-related activities? Can you track those referrals from specific articles or social media posts?
Makes sense. If someone reads a glowing review of your product in a popular tech blog and then clicks through to your website, that's a win.
Right.
But then what? Do they just land on your homepage and bounce right off? Or are they exploring your content, signing up for your newsletter, maybe even making a purchase?
Right. That's where things get even more interesting. You can look at metrics like time on site, bounce rate, and conversion rates to see how engaged people are with your content and whether those PR efforts are actually translating into business outcomes.
So media mentions, social media engagement, website traffic.
Yeah.
All valuable pieces of the measurement puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
But what about those less tangible things like brand awareness and perception? How do we measure something as fuzzy as feelings about a brand?
That's a good question. And that's where things can get a little more challenging.
Right.
But there are still tools and techniques we can use. Surveys, for example, can be a great way to gauge how people perceive your brand.
Oh.
You can ask questions about awareness, familiarity, trust, and overall impression.
So it's like taking the temperature of public opinion about your brand. Are people aware of you? Do they have positive associations?
Mm-hmm.
Do they trust you?
Exactly.
That kind of data can be incredibly valuable.
Absolutely. And beyond surveys, we can also tap into the power of social listening.
No.
By monitoring brand mentions across social media and online forums,
right,
we can get a sense of what people are saying about your company when you're not in the room.
It's like having a fly on the wall, listening in on those organic conversations about your brand.
Hmm.
What are people saying about your product, your customer service, your values?
Exactly.
That's where the real insights are.
And thankfully, we have sentiment analysis tools that can help us understand the overall tone of those conversations,
okay,
whether it's positive, negative, or neutral. And here's the kicker. We can even use social listening tools to identify potential PR crises before they blow up.
Whoa, now that's some next level PR strategy.
Great.
It's like having a crystal ball that helps you anticipate and address those potential PR disasters before they even happen.
Exactly. It's all about being proactive, monitoring the conversation, and being prepared to respond quickly and effectively if things start to head south.
Okay, so we've got media monitoring, social media analytics, website, traffic analysis surveys, and even social listening tools. It sounds like a lot to keep track of.
It can feel overwhelming, but the key is to start simple and gradually incorporate more sophisticated tools and techniques as your PR efforts mature.
And remember, it's not about tracking every single metric under the sun.
Right.
It's about identifying the key performance indicators,
yeah,
KPIs, that align with your specific PR goals and focusing on those.
Exactly. And here's the beauty of measurement. It allows you to demonstrate the value of PR to your stakeholders.
Okay.
You can show them that your efforts are not just about generating buzz. They're about driving real business results.
It's like saying, look, we're not just throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping it sticks. We have a plan. We're tracking our progress and we're making a measurable impact.
Right. You can show them the ROI of your PR campaigns, how they're contributing to brand awareness, lead generation, and ultimately revenue growth. And that's what really gets their attention.
So measure your success, demonstrate your value, and keep refining your PR strategy based on the data. It's a continuous cycle of learning and improvement.
Exactly. PR is an ongoing journey, not a destination. And by embracing measurement, you're equipping yourself with the tools and insights you need to navigate that journey successfully.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything in this epic deep dive into PR.
I think so.
From strategy and authenticity to relationships and measurement, we've unpacked a lot of valuable insights.
We have.
And I hope our listeners have walked away with some practical tips and a renewed sense of confidence in their PR abilities.
Me too.
Remember, PR is not about being perfect.
Yeah.
It's about being strategic, authentic, and persistent.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're learning and growing along the way, you're on the right track.
You got it.
And don't forget, there's a whole community of PR professionals here in Chicago who are ready to support you on your journey.
That's right.
Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us on this PR adventure. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into a topic that's sure to spark your curiosity and empower you with knowledge. Until then, keep learning, keep growing, and keep telling your stories.